You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Hey, hey, my, it's a Friday edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. Welcome to it. Thanks for sticking around. Those that have been listening since back in the day, you can always air your Friday grievances here. We got a little bit of time, and then another fine guest, Don Brown. He is a Waukesha Alder. We're going to talk about the Jamboree event happening down in Waukesha, sort of the first community event after the tragic holiday parade that happened, obviously, last month. So we'll talk with Don Brown soon. Your phone calls could be next. 844-967-2789. My pal Andy from Beaver Dam. How you been, Andy? Happy New Year,
well,
dude.
Andy, Trudy, I just wanted to make a quick call to you, let you know I'm still alive.
Good.
I spent a month and a half down at UW Hospital vascular issue, just like Mark from the SAC had his. He was in there before I was, according to what I heard him say on the radio. But I wanted to congratulate you on getting re-entrenched in the southeastern radio market.
Yeah, and, WAUK 540 AM. You can hear that, I believe, all the way to Beaver Dam. And, of course, 101 FM, the Shaw.
Andy. Shaw!
Yeah, so that's good. And I don't know, we won't discuss the details on the air, but I know you were hinting that that was your eventual goal, if you could get scratch up some more money and get back into that.
I had to get my together, and I'm still in the process of doing that, Andy, but you know me. I can't wait. I can't wait for someday. I mean, we got to move the electorate now. And Andy,
definitely.
Right now was the right time to expand the Devil's Advocates Radio Network, brother, but can't leave old friends like you behind. I'm glad you called. You got a political grievance today, buddy.
Well, I just think the whole political picture right now is a train wreck. All the pundits are blaming Biden for all the issues. And, you know, like we said at the onset, you know, Joe Biden isn't perfect, but he's honest, he's good, and he's trying to get these things. COVID, you know, turned out to be a bigger problem. It should have, you know, we should be actually, if things have been handled from the onset better, we would probably be beyond that.
Buddy, we're approaching a million dead Americans, and as long as that's not in the rearview mirror, it's kind of like football, Andy. You know, the quarterback gets too much credit and too much blame. Well, Joe Biden, you know, you can call him the quarterback, you can call him the coach. But at the end of the season, if you are not successful, somebody's getting fired, and it probably ain't the GM. 844-967-2789. Andy, glad you're back in the fold. Jeff from Madison, welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, Kruth. Happy Friday.
Thanks, man.
Thinking that, you know, if CJ and others are concerned about, you know, people illegally voting, you know, I think maybe we should just change the laws. Or, you know, maybe CJ might be one of those people who would have been opposed to interracial marriages and other law changes like that. But, you know, I was thinking if we change the law so that every person is issued a ballot and it's compulsory, that you have to return the ballot, then at the bottom of every single race, you just have a little box that says none of the above. I think that would that might solve a lot of issues right there.
Well, that's a nice thought, but much like Loving Virginia, I suspect the biggest issue so many Republicans have is they don't see the value in someone else's vote in the same way they do in their own. They don't think it's possible that the dynamics of the country have changed so much that a white man might not be the president, might not be the best choice. It's very patriarchal, this conservative belief system. It's very father knows best, and they like a strong leader. Strong and wrong's just fine, as long as he's strong. And Jeff, the problem with Democrats is we're more sort of in it for the common man, in it for the group. But we don't know how to go out there and lead. When we have power, we just don't exert power. So it's great to think we're somehow going to change the laws, but But the Democrats can't pass the Voting Rights Act. Here in the state of Wisconsin, we've gerrymandered legislative control. We've ceded it to Republicans for another decade. I mean, we can't pass any laws. There's no real governance. We're just playing goalie. Tony Evers is the goalie right now, Jeff. It's a little depressing to talk about. That's why we air these grievances on Friday.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Mike, and have a great weekend.
Yeah, man. Hope I didn't harsh your buzz. 844-967-2789. Going to sneak in a few more grievances. And then Don Brown, a Waukesha alder, talked about Jamboree, the first Waukesha-based event since the tragic holiday parade. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got for us, Mark?
Hey, I mean, I think, you know, that what a Republican's got against every eligible voter, you know, we've said it before, they don't want every eligible voter to vote. I mean, at 18, they should be automatic registration.
You'd want 17-year-olds to vote, Mark. Somebody said it, so why do you want chaos at the ballot boxes?
You hit 18, you are eligible to vote if you're a citizen of this country and don't have outstanding, you know, criminal convictions that prevent you from voting. And for these clowns that, you know, declared themselves electors when they weren't electors, if they were conspiring, if there's any email traffic between them and all of it, and the people that were conspiring to with their overthrow of the government at all, that's a conspiracy.
Mark,
I mean,
we know
tangentially limit linked throw mail, you know, charge them with conspiracy. And if they're involved with those oath keepers, all charge them with sedition.
Well, let me draw a distinction between the oath keepers, who were violent. They were up there charging the Capitol. They were in a military formation. They were part of the violent coup that happened on January 6th. But Mark, I draw a distinction, of course, to the Green Bay sweep and what happened, the false slate of electors. Even though all the core challenges had been overcome, if you've been reading the reporting very closely of Patrick Marley, Bob Spindell keeps making confessions in public. And Bob Spindell, the most recent, I paraphrase here, but Spindell basically said, we did this at the behest of the Trump campaign and the Republican Party. And here in the state of Wisconsin, I mean, Andrew Hitt, he was the current chair of the Republicans. Bob Spindell was a Wisconsin elections commissioner, still is, wants to be the judge and jury on his own, you know, quandary in that he presented fraud in an electoral context. He presented himself to be a false Trump elector. Well, eight other people did so as well, and they're all connected. They're all either chairs or vice chairs of county Republican parties here in the state of Wisconsin. And they all made the assertion under oath that this was the truth and the whole truth. No, it wasn't. It was fraud. You tried to perpetrate fraud. And Bob Spindell keeps saying, well, because Trump and the Republican Party told us, they wanted us to commit this fraud. And if you watch the reporting going on, what you realize is the seven states, and this was part of the Green Bay sweep. The whole plan was you get to the state of Arizona, and Mike Pence, the vice president, says, oh, we've got two slates of electors from Arizona. We're going to set that aside. And then according to John Eastman's memo, if I understood it correctly, you go through all the states. And each swing state that Donald Trump lost, think Wisconsin, think Michigan, think Pennsylvania. Pardon me. Mike Pence says, we're going to set these states aside. Well, eventually, you come to a conclusion. I believe the count would be something like 232 for Donald Trump and 224 for Joe Biden. You know, if you set aside seven states that Biden won. And then you say, well, we're going to kick it back to the state legislatures. Well, here in the state of Wisconsin, Republicans control the legislature. I believe even though Gretchen Whitmer is a Democrat at the top of the ticket, I believe Michigan's very similar. We know in Arizona, they've got a Republican-controlled legislature. So it was all part of the greater plan. And they felt like you had to have these false electors. You had to have these conspiring state-level Republican Party officials or whatever you want to call them. But without these seven states, without these false electors in these different states, well, you can't perpetrate the fraud. And the question becomes, and there's a story right now at the Raw Story, I'll just read you the headline, This originally published at the Wisconsin Examiner. The author is Melanie Conklin. She's the journalist. Will false Trump electors attempt to hijack the Wisconsin vote? Will they be punished? Question mark. Yeah, it's a great question. Well, my understanding, Dana Nessel, and we've had her on the show a few times, she's the fine Michigan State Attorney General. Well, Michigan had a very similar circumstance. The difference is the false Michigan electors showed up at the state capitol and they got turned away at the door. Well, where are the electors? No, the real electors are here. They're all accounted for and you ain't them. Well, those false electors still created the fraudulent document in the state of Michigan. Well, Dana Nessel, the attorney general of the state of Michigan, she sent that on to the Department of Justice. She's seeking criminal prosecution on these charges. Well, here in the state of Wisconsin, Jeff Mandel, law forward, you know, something of a progressive lawyer of sorts. Occasionally you'll hear him recognized along with Governor Tony Evers, the Democratic administration. But Mandel put forward a complaint. Hey, we've got people committing fraud in the state of Wisconsin claiming to be false Trump electors. And he made that complaint to the Wisconsin Elections Commission, and he made that complaint to the Milwaukee County District Attorney. Well, tied in with the deaths in Waukesha is the fact that the guy was out on bail, and he was out on bail from Milwaukee County. So we've got at least 14 Republicans in the state of Wisconsin, probably many of them, if you did a Venn diagram between the insurrectionist sorts and those requesting that the Milwaukee County DA be replaced or resign or demoted. Well, he's also the party that would be investigating their fraud or the fraud of their colleagues, those that presented themselves as false Trump electors. So Melanie Conklin asked, you know, is there going to be consequence? Well, I'm not sure if there is, but if you read these documents, and I'm going to go through quickly, briefly, what it says here. When Pence gets to Arizona, he announces that he has multiple slates of electors, and so is going to defer decision on that until finishing the other states. This was Eastman's memo. At the end, Eastman, of course, was at the Department of Justice, as a Trump appointee. At the end, he announces that because of the ongoing disputes in the seven states, including Wisconsin, there are no electors that can be deemed validly appointed in those states. That means the total number of electors appointed, the language of the 12th Amendment, a majority of electors appointed, would therefore be 228. There are, at this point, 232 votes for Trump, 222 for Biden. Pence then gavels President Trump as reelected. So you can say, oh, this was a lark. They're just putting their names on a piece of paper just to preserve what, legal alternatives? Here's a little bit more of the reporting from Melanie Conklin at the Wisconsin Examiner. In Wisconsin and four other states, the signatures appeared on the document proclaiming, we the undersigned, being the duly elected and qualified electors for president and vice president of the United States of America from the state of Wisconsin, do hereby certify the following. But none of the seven certificates indicated that the signatories listed were an illegitimate state slate of electors not chosen by the state's voters. Let's name the names one more time. Hope they're all having a great weekend. I hope they're all up for criminal prosecution, perhaps. They include Bob Spindell. He's on the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Andrew Hitt, former Republican Party chair, state of Wisconsin. Carol Bruner. Edward Scott Grabens. He's the Dane County Republican Party chair. Bill Feehan. Robert Spindell. We mentioned him. He's very corrupt. Kathy Kernan. Daryl Carson. Pam Travis. Kelly Rue. Andrew Hitt and Mary Bernstein. Kernan replaced Tom Schreibel, according to the documents. There should be consequence for perpetrating a fraud in conjunction with the President of the United States. And I think the January 6th committee is now investigating these rogue electors. I hope the Department of Justice will as well. Because someday, soon, I want to declare it Merrick Garland Day up here in this fine nation. Don Brown, Waukesha Elder, talking about Jamboree next. Come back, more Devils.
Good heavens, are you still trying to win?